Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast with Lee Hardman, Senior Currency Analyst at MUFG. It's Friday, 19th April 2024, and joining Lee to pose some questions on the financial market themes for the week ahead is Michael Owen, Head of Global Client Desk EMEA. The following podcast is intended for professional investors and eligible counterparties only, and not for retail clients. Any content should not be regarded as an offer to conduct investment business or an investment recommendation, but for information purposes only.
Good afternoon, Lee.
Hi, Michael.
So obviously this week's been dominated with geopolitics, and the tensions between Israel and Iran have certainly escalated over this past week. How has this impacted the FX markets?
Yeah, Michael, that's certainly been one of the kind of big drivers of FX market performance over the past week. And unsurprisingly, if we look at what's been the best performing G10 currency this week, it's been the Swiss franc, which historically always tends to outperform during periods of higher geopolitical risks. You would say, though, that the kind of market reaction has been relatively limited so far. I think market participants are still taking a relatively kind of optimistic view that the tensions between Iran and Israel are unlikely to escalate significantly from here. I think the attacks both from Iran and Israel this week have been seen as being more kind of token gestures rather than something which is likely to trigger a significant escalation in tensions going forward. And for that reason, the fallout for the FX market has remained relatively subdued. And That obviously is evident as well in the oil market, where actually the price of oil is actually down 2 or 3% compared to the end of last week. So really we haven't seen much kind of follow through into financial markets from the geopolitical tensions this week. Having said that though, obviously the risk is obviously still there on the table, that if the tensions do continue to escalate, we were to see another spike higher in the price of oil. That potentially we think would be certainly more dollar supportive, as we saw after the Ukraine conflict, when energy prices rose sharply higher. That delivered a bigger negative terms of trade shock to countries outside of the US, such as Europe and China, and that basically boosted the relative appeal of the dollar. So I think we'd see that a repeat of that kind of scenario if tensions really did ratchet higher from here.
Yeah, no, thanks very much, Lee. And obviously, geopolitics aside, which obviously everyone's looking out for, but what else are the key events to look out for in the week ahead?
Yeah, I think this week, the key central bank meeting will be the BOJ meeting at the end of next week. I think certainly there is more focus on that, given the sharp weakening that we've seen since the BOJ's last meeting. Like, we don't think the BOJ will change policy again in the week ahead. See, at the last meeting, we had the big policy shift where they moved away from negative rates and brought an end to yield curve control. So it's obviously still too soon to expect them to hike rates again as soon as next week. But we'll be watching closely to see if we see a hawkish shift in communication from the BOJ. Obviously, the recent move higher in energy prices and the recent sharp weakening of the yen, both potentially argue in favor of the BOJ signaling more concern over upside risks to their inflation outlook in the week ahead. And if that was to be delivered, we would see that as the potential signal to market participants that the BOJ could raise rates more quickly than current market expectations. Our own view here at MUFG is that we are looking for an earlier rate hike from the BOJ at the July policy meeting. By then, we think as well the BOJ will be more confident that stronger wage growth can be sustained in the upcoming fiscal year, when they'll have the results from the wage agreements from small and medium-sized firms as well in Japan. So we think that's still key for them hiking further. And obviously, if they do deliver an earlier rate hike, that would be certainly a more supportive development for the yen. Obviously, as well, over the past week, we have had the policy statement delivered when Japan, South Korea, and the US finance ministers met this week. And that statement did as well signal that the US authorities appear to have given the green light to Japan and South Korea to potentially intervene in the FX market if their currencies were to weaken further. So We think that risk of a more hawkish BOJ outcome next week, alongside the increased risk of imminent intervention from Japan, we think that could help to support the yen in the week ahead.
Thank you very much, Lee, and wishing everyone a good week ahead.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets FX Week Ahead podcast. Rate, review and subscribe. Contact your MUFG sales rep for more information. Come back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.